Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The parents of Sandra filed a civil lawsuit against him. And then we finally started seeing some other things happen. It seemed locally it was kind of shut down. It was like, nope, suicide. We're not going to dig into this any further. In fact, even the allegation when her friends called to say, hey, I think there's something up with this guy. They didn't take it to HR. They didn't take it to a commander or a chief or whoever's higher up to, hey, let's take a look at this. And usually when you investigate something, you don't go right to the person who's the subject of the investigation. But that's what they did. They like went right to him. Hey, we got this phone call. It says this. And the allegation is that he said, don't ever speak of this. Don't talk about this. And that's where it was until the feds got involved. It took the feds getting involved for this to actually get some legs and for them to start uncovering stuff almost by force. It's like the parents came in the room. Okay, kids, who did this? What's going on? And then they finally started moving. This goes deep, it seems, within this department. And I mean, I know we have a new chief and now it's, oh yes, we're on this. We're going to like, yeah. Are you? I mean, you completely ignored it until somebody shone a spotlight at it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like early on when local authorities were informing Matthew Farwell of these allegations, it seemed a lot more like tipping off rather than investigating anything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it played out for years, it appears, even though the department had claims from outside people that Farwell was engaging in misconduct, including with this young woman or young girl. And they didn't really do anything. These victims' families have to advocate for themselves. We saw that in the Ellen Greenberg case. It's really necessary for them to try to go above and beyond when the normal channels of justice have been shut down to them.
Yeah, it's so troubling to see another one of these cases. And it's just one that you know, got the light shone on it. It does make you wonder how many others are out there like this, where you know, people in power are going to abuse that power, and you hope to God that it doesn't get completely, you know, out of control. And you hope the people that are involved with children are not involved with children for anything other than their, you know, personal growth, which is what these programs are for. What needs to change, I mean, in these sort of programs? I mean, I don't think that this is necessarily a new problem, that we have people taking advantage of children. I just think we're shining more lights on it and people are not accepting it, just going, well, let's just move on. There's just been like new, just standard protocols for this sort of stuff where it's like, look, nobody's alone with the kids, period, ever. There's always somebody else there. Although in this case, I don't know that really would have helped considering it looks like there's a couple involved here. But I mean, does there just need to be new standards for this sort of stuff where, look, nobody's just taking the kid out in their cruiser for a drive around or whatever the hell it is. Just have something in place to protect those kids. We know you're a good person if you are a good person, but we still can't take a chance. And it protects the good people, too, from the possibility of allegations from maybe a bad kid or a kid coming from a bad family where someone's going to go, hey, let's sue and say this happened. To me, it kind of could protect both ways around.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I think there are common sense protocols that, could be imposed there, like the kid cannot be alone with, you know, a male supervisor or something like that. And then also, I think we need transparency, and we need the families to remain vigilant. You know, it's easy to you want to think your kid is safe and you want to trust the organization that's supposed to take care of them. But mm-hmm. I think you've got to still be mindful of the risk there and ask questions. You know, request to get information about what's going on, because I think that sort of vigilance can help also prevent these matters from happening in the future.
Well, and another problem we have here, or a problem that they have here, is this is right next to Canton, Massachusetts, in Karen Reed country, where obviously we know what's gone on over there. Lots of allegations of trying to cover things up. And I'm not saying they killed the officers killed John O'Keefe and put him out there. But I think there was certainly some, let's tip the scales and go against Karen Reed a little heavier than we need to. And obviously just the horrible conduct of some of those officers and there are some actors in that show that appear on this one as a guest star here and there in smaller roles, not necessarily molesting the kids. But this just seems, it's like, okay, your whole forest is corrupt. This isn't just bad apple. I hate that term because I keep hearing, there's bad apple. Yeah, there are. And sometimes there's bad orchards where the whole damn thing needs to go because there's just too many in this that allows for an atmosphere and a way that they can thrive. This seems like it really needs to be, you know, clean house of the whole damn thing. Good, bad, I don't know. I mean, what do you think that there needs to be a more thorough look at all these departments from the top down and really try to get rid of as much of the cancers as they can?
Yeah, Tony, I think a lot of people are calling for that, and rightly so. You know, I remember when I was a prosecutor, and I would work with numerous different police agencies, and you could kind of perceive over time how the culture is different in one agency than mm-hmm. another. Yeah. In one agency, it might be very permissible. You hear them talking about things, talking disparagingly about suspects, talking disparagingly about victims, whereas in other departments, that's not tolerated. And so you sort of just get keyed off by these red flags, and those exist, and there are reforms that need to be made. In fact, the police agency in Colorado that I'm referring to mm-hmm. is now under federal oversight for misconduct. And so sometimes the feds need to step in, and it looks like in Massachusetts that might be appropriate.
Yeah, finally.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.